Snape's pale face, illuminated by the flaming cabin, was suffused with hatred, just as it had been before he had cursed Dumbledore. "You dare use my own spells against me, Potter? It was I who invented them. I, the Half-Blood Prince. And you'd turn my inventions on me like your filthy father, would you? I don't think so. No!" Harry had dived for his wand. Snape shot a hex at it, and it flew feet away into the darkness and out of sight. "Kill me, then," panted Harry, who felt no fear at all, but only rage and contempt. "Kill me, like you killed him, you coward." "Don't!" screamed Snape, and his face was suddenly demented, inhuman, as though he was in as much pain as the yelping, howling dog stuck in the burning house behind them. "Call me coward!" And he slashed at the air. Harry felt a white-hot, whip-like something hit him across the face and was slammed backward into the ground. Spots of light burst in front of his eyes, and for a moment all the breath seemed to have gone from his body. Then he heard a rush of wings above him, and something enormous obscured the stars. Buckbeak had flown at Snape, who staggered backward as the razor's sharp claws slashed at him. As Harry raised himself into a sitting position, his head still swimming from its last contact with the ground, he saw Snape running as hard as he could, the enormous beast flapping behind him and screeching as Harry had never heard him screech. Harry struggled to his feet, looking around groggily for his wand, hoping to give chase again. But even as his fingers fumbled in the grass, discarding twigs, he knew it would be too late. And sure enough, by the time he had located his wand, he turned only to see the hippogriff circling the gates. Snape had managed to disapparate just beyond the school's boundaries. "Hagrid," muttered Harry, still dazed, looking around. "Hagrid!" He stumbled toward the burning house as an enormous figure emerged from out of the flames, carrying Fang on his back. With a cry of thankfulness, Harry sank to his knees. He was shaking in every limb, his body ached all over, and his breath came in painful stabs.
"You all right, Harry? You all right? Speak to me, Harry!"
Hagrid's huge, hairy face was swimming above Harry, blocking out the stars. Harry could smell burnt wood and dog hair. He put out a hand and felt Fang's reassuringly warm and alive body quivering beside him.
"I'm all right," panted Harry. "Are you?"
"Course I am. Take more than that to finish me."
Hagrid put his hands under Harry's arms and raised him up with such force that Harry's feet momentarily left the ground before Hagrid set him upright again. He could see blood trickling down Hagrid's cheek from a deep cut under one eye, which was swelling rapidly. "We should put out your house," said Harry. "The charm's Aguamenti."
"No, it was somewhat like that,"
mumbled Hagrid, and he raised a smouldering pink flowery umbrella and said,
"Aguamenti."
A jet of water flew out of the umbrella tip. Harry raised his wand arm, which felt like lead, and murmured,
"Aguamenti,"
too. Together, he and Hagrid poured water on the house until the last flame was extinguished.
"It's not too bad,"
said Hagrid hopefully a few minutes later, looking at the smoking wreck.
"Nothing Dumbledore won't be able to put right."
Harry felt a searing pain in his stomach at the sound of the name. In the silence and the stillness, horror rose inside him. "Hagrid?"
"I was binding up a couple of bull-chuckle legs when I heard him coming,"
said Hagrid sadly, still staring at his wrecked cabin.
"They'll have been burnt to twigs, poor little things."
"Hagrid?"
"But what happened, Harry? I just saw them Death Eaters running down from the castle. But what the ruddy hell was Snape doing with them? Where's he gone? Was he chasing them?"
Harry cleared his throat. It was dry from panic and the smoke. "Hagrid, he killed..."
"Killed?"
said Hagrid loudly, staring down at Harry.
"Snape killed? What are you on about, Harry?